A family in Charlotte, Vermont, is working to turn their family farm into a nonprofit celebrating African-American heritage and culture. The Clemens family has a long history of bringing communities together and celebrating African art and culture, and now they're finalists for a grant to expand their vision. VPR's Melody Beaudet reports.
Dr. Jack Clemens and his wife Lydia, a nurse anesthetist, moved to Vermont in the 1960s to work for the University of Vermont. But instead of settling in Burlington, they defied the social expectations of their families and bought a 150-acre farm in Charlotte. Lydia Clemens says they were the only African-American family in town.
We were 100% welcomed every place we went.
Even though they were medical professionals, they wanted their five children to know the value of hard work. So in addition to their medical and teaching jobs, they hayed the fields and grew vegetables. But along the way, they always made time for music and art. And Clemens says they always welcomed visitors to their big white farmhouse with its historic red barn.
We would have various students out. All colors, white, black, Indian, whatever. We always had an open door.
Over the years, the family hosted many events for friends, with visiting artists and musicians. The Clemens made many trips to Africa, and Lydia began an African art import business, which she ran at the farm for over 20 years. The couple is now in their 90s, and the next generation has taken over the farm. Their daughter, also named Lydia, returned from a 35-year career in international health and development in Africa and is working to turn the farm into a nonprofit that celebrates African-American history and multiculturalism.
I've come back to a Vermont that's very different from when we were kids in the 60s. So many new opportunities, so many new kinds of people who've moved in, bringing with them such a wealth of culture and history and heritage and art with them, and seeing that there's such an opportunity to create a place where all that wonderful multiculturalism can thrive.
And they are again opening the farm to visitors with events like coffee ceremonies, picnics, live music, and hosting art exhibits in the renovated barn. One current exhibit features the photography and writing of multicultural teens from Hardwick. Lydia says she hopes to give Vermonters, especially children, a positive place to explore.
Most of the communities of color are in, actually, Chittenden County, but nothing replaces coming to a farm and being able to just run around when you're a young person. And there's something also about you're running around on black-owned property. It means something when you're a child of color.
Mary Brown Guillory of the Champlain Area NAACP says it's important that the Clemens family is willing to share their rich family history with everyone.
For many people of color, we've lost part of our history. What's so valuable here is this farm holds a lot of history for future generations, and we still yet have the Clemens to walk us through what they've been through. It's a legacy that is not just for the Clemens family, but for any Vermont family.
The Clemens family farm is a stop on Vermont's African American Heritage Trail, and now it's a finalist for an Art Place America grant that could further that vision of a place for people of all colors to come together. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet in Charlotte.